I've got Dan Milmo on the line. You're straight out of this press conference on the Quambi report. So what do you have to say?
Well, it's characteristic of Mr. Quambi in the previous report he did into the 09-10 cold snap. It's very measured, makes some sensible recommendations. I mean, perhaps most interestingly, on the central point of whether or not we need to become a more winter-ready nation because of the fact that this has essentially been two pretty severe winters in a row, he said the Met Office is very ambivalent about that. They're still perfectly sure that this is a 1 in 20 phenomenon, even though we've just been slogging around Britain in the snow and the sludge 2 years in a row now.
I don't know if you caught Sir David King on the radio this morning, the former scientific advisor to the government. He was saying that the evidence is suggesting that the kind of pattern of warm summers and very cold winters may return. Did he address that at all?
Yes, what he said is basically global warming does play a part in this. It's not really that winters are any colder or more severe historically. It's just the fact that the cold weather is coming as it does every year in December, and there is a lot more moisture in the air because of global warming. That converts it to snow, and it falls all over Britain on what we fear might be a regular December, January, February event.
So how did the report break down? Did he have particular recommendations for particular agencies?
Yeah, he had a number of recommendations. On rail, he said that it's now time that Network Rail, the owner of Britain's tracks and the rail system, addresses the issue of the third rail. Now, this is an electrified rail that runs parallel to the rail tracks and courses electricity power into trains. Now, this happens all over southern England, and this is what led to a total breakdown of that network earlier in December. So he recommends that we deal with that. Secondly, he recommends that airport operators look at buying more equipment, perhaps. Thirdly, he says that the government and politicians, local authorities and private companies need to consider now whether it is worthwhile, even if this is going to be a one in every 20-year event, investing more in snow preventing equipment, because the average winter costs £1 billion. The previous one, he says, the 09-10 freeze cost £1.5 billion probably. So is it worth just putting a couple of £100 million into more snow plows at airports, local councils, to prevent this happening again?
What's the government's response going to be? What's the likely response from ministers to this?
I have an exclusive excerpt of the ministerial response, which I won't read in full, but varying spread rates, so they're looking at spread rates of salt, you'll be pleased to know, just in case if salt starts to run low, should we spread it a little more thinly. The rail network, so this is live news, this is very exciting. We need to work with BAA and the airlines to understand exactly what went wrong at Heathrow. Well, he said that yesterday. He addresses the Met Office view that three severe winters in a row are genuinely independent events.
Who's this, Hammond or
Yeah, Hammond. Okay. He says the government's chief scientific advisor, Professor Sir John Beddington, is looking at this to see whether, you know, in fact, this is going to be a more regular occurrence. I think Quambi's comments that there is more moisture in the atmosphere because of global warming and it's essentially colliding with the cold weather, I think that's interesting and quite a pointed reference to the fact that, you know, while severe winters are a freak occurrence, if there's going to be a lot more opportunity for snow to occur because of global warming, then perhaps we do need to be buying a few more shovels over the next few years.
But there's nothing particularly uncomfortable for the government in this, or is there?
No, absolutely not. David Quambi's he's done an admirably independent and measured and somber job. This is certainly not written by a journalist. It's actually quite interesting and sort of outlines the scale of the response. And generally, I mean, let's not forget, Britain hasn't yet ground to a halt. And he does make clear about that. He's actually been quite impressed by the responses to last year's deep freeze and this year's cold snap thus far. So it's, depending how you look at it, it's quite reassuring. Obviously, that would lead some people to say it's a whitewash, but it doesn't strike me instinctively as being such.